I kind of wanted to get at this larger issue of why we might be bringing the younger students back to in-person instruction or on campus in some way. We think a lot of LEAs are going to probably be adopting this approach where you have either the cohorts of high need students or kind of the younger students. So can you speak to the rationale behind that, some of the pros and cons to that, anything that we could do to help LEAs, you know, accommodate this? Because you're actually speaking to how young learners can really thrive in the online space. And so I'm just kind of curious your thoughts about the waiver options and bringing these students back.
Well, ironically, I think the most successful young learning I've seen happening online is really prioritizing getting those kiddos off the screen. You know, have them pull them together, build community, give an overview for the week. And then you have like, you know, I've seen elementary teachers who've been successful in this moment. It's not easy, but they've been successful where they'll start with one of those quick, you know, 20 minute, like almost like replicating circle time on like a Zoom call where the goal is like, let's make connections, let's have fun, let's figure out where we're going this week. And then the rest of the week, the teachers are doing a really beautiful job of small group, like pulling kids into small group instruction, spending 15, 20 minutes with this group and moving. And it's exhausting for the teacher, but then they've done a beautiful job of like releasing kids to do things, whether it's printing or going outside and coloring pictures or identifying colors and shapes and all these different things, where they've really found a way to allow young learners to engage in that experiential, very tactile learning that is so important for them. And quite frankly, younger learners don't have the self-regulation skills developed yet to be as successful in this asynchronous learning or even synchronous online learning, right? We have high school kids who are struggling with that. And so I think it's really appropriate to try to get those kids back into physical spaces in a safe way, obviously, as soon as possible, because of the smaller attention spans at that age, the, you know, those, like I said, not having those self-regulation skills. And there's also just like the social component, right? Some of these kids have never been in school or daycare or anything beyond their home environment. And there's a lot to be said about that social interaction, that social learning that happens when you have to negotiate with other tiny people who want to get in your space and they want your stuff. And like, you know, so those pieces, you can't replicate that experience online as much as we would love to. As I said, I think what should be happening in the classroom are those pieces that really benefit from social learning and human interaction. And kids that age, they just love their teachers, right? Like they have such a connection. And I heard a quote on, gosh, was an NPR story I was listening to where they were talking to a parent and they asked the kid a question. She's a kindergartner and she's online. And she said, they were like, do you have any friends in your class yet? And she goes, no, not yet. I haven't met anybody, just seen them on the screen. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, I want to cry.